This is Sweet Cake.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, this is Sweet Piggy. How you guys are doing? Welcome to my new show called Tickling Lounge, I like to call the TL. We have a great show for you tonight, but first, let me welcome one of my guest hosts. This is Reggie. Say hi to everybody, Reggie.
How y'all doing today?
Oh, I bet everyone's doing fine. Everyone's probably full and stuff from Thanksgiving. So let's get that out of the way. Let's get all the holiday stuff out of the way. And then let's get down to nitty gritty, which is tickling. I know that's why you guys came and listened today. So happy belated Thanksgiving, everybody.
Hope yes, you guys everybody. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes. Hope you guys ate a lot of food. You guys gained about 20 pounds. And you guys had a great time with friends. Well, you know, people eat a lot. It's Thanksgiving. You're supposed to you're supposed to get fat on Thanksgiving. I mean, if you don't get fat, you're doing it wrong. So, obviously, I do it wrong because I don't get fat. So,
consider yourself lucky.
Say that again, Reggie.
I said, consider yourself lucky.
I have a 3-year-old, so he gets fat. He runs around too much.
and, yeah, you got your own personal exercise equipment. Never mind.
Yeah, I got my own exercise, personal trainer, nutrition, whatever you want to call it. And we miss Veterans Day to all our men, all our service women, active duty, retired, and that does the reserves. We love you guys. Kiss and hug a veteran today and give them a little tickle. So, we got that all out of the way. We got all that out of the way. Now it's time to talk about some tickling. Yeah! Okay. The topic for tonight is tickle spots. I know everyone has them. I know lurers love to tickle them. So, Reggie, you're a lure, right?
Yes, I am.
You are. Are you solely a lure or are you a switch?
I'm solely a lure.
Okay. I hate you. But, No, I love my lures. I just wish you guys would switch a little bit more. But, you know, I still love you guys are perfectly lures. So, Reggie, what is your favorite spot to tickle on your lee?
I'm not going to lie. I like the armpits and I like the feet.
Oh, wait. You didn't just say feet. You like the armpits?
Yes.
Really? Why do you like the armpits?
Honestly, because you get one of the best reactions when you get the armpits. It's just
okay.
I've actually tickled some of my leaves, and one of the best reactions I got was when I hit the upper back.
You know, you just made my heart flutter, because if you guys don't know me by now, you know that Miss Sweet Piggy is a huge upper body fan. And so that just makes my heart flutter. It just makes it flutter. I love to hear that. I love to hear that. Okay, so talk about the feet. I'm sorry. I'm a big fan of feet tickling because I believe it's overdone. But that's just me. That's just me. That's my opinion. So why do you like the feet?
Well, first of all, I'm not going to lie. I'm partial to him because I have a foot fetish.
Okay.
I'm going to keep it real. I'm a huge foot fetish fan. Most people who know me know about it. I'm not ashamed of it.
Well, good for you. But, you shouldn't be ashamed of it. It's a great fetish to have because you guys give awesome foot massages, let me tell you.
Yes, we
awesome
do.
Awesome foot massages.
Yes, we do. But then when I discovered ticklish feet, oh my goodness, that just I don't know what it did. I don't know about feet tickling, but for some reason it makes you feel alive. I don't know, it's just the reaction, how the toes curl up, how the soles arch when you do it. It's just something about it is awesome.
So question, Reggie, because this has always been a thought process for me. Because I've been having sessions for over 12 years now. I feel old. But I've been having sessions for 12 years now. And it seems like every lure that I meet or every switch that I meet, they're all into feet tickling and other women's feet. But I really don't see what the big deal is. Maybe because I don't have a foot fetish. Is that the reason why I don't see what the big deal is?
Oh, no. No, it's not that. It's not that. I don't think it's that. It's just, I think most people do what's popular.
Oh.
To be honest. That's just my opinion. A lot of people, I personally think upper body tickling gets neglected a lot.
Amen. And preach it, brother. Preach it. Preach it.
What people don't understand about when you do videos and when you tickle it, it's all about diversity. It's all about switching it up. A lot of people, they get stuck in the same routine, or they do what they think was going to sell the most. And when you end up doing it, you end up becoming predictable and a little bit mundane.
Oh, my gosh. Preach it. I love it. I love it. And Reggie has a lot of experience in this area, everybody, because if you don't know, Reggie, he makes tickling clips. And he posts them on different, I think you're on different Facebook groups, right, Reggie?
Yes, I am. I'm in different Facebook groups, and I actually have my own YouTube page that sooner or later I'm going to post the new videos up. I'm also going to be starting a clips for sale store in the near future. It's called Black Southern Productions.
Oh, okay.
I've already have a name for it. And I'm trying to give people what they're looking for, what they want, and it's something new and something different.
I love it. And when you make the millions of bucks, remember to share some with me because I gave you your start.
Oh, I had you in mind.
Oh, well, thank you. So for me, which everyone knows that I love upper body. God, do I love upper body tickling. I love upper body tickling. And what I notice is that there are some spots up in the upper body that a lot of lures, they don't tickle. They completely neglect it. I'm like, why? It's the whole human body is such a beautiful, ticklish canvas. And as
yes,
my friend JJ says, it's like a playground. I love that he says that. The human body that you have a person bound and, like, helpless is like your own little playground. And why would you neglect playing on a slide on a tire swing and just go up to the giant slide, play with everything in the playground? So what I notice, one thing that a lot of lures do not tickle is the face. I mean, people really don't think that the face is ticklish on people. But if a person, if your lead is, like, hypersensitive, AKA me, the face is ticklish. You know, if you just either brush your feather really works best for the face. If you use a feather on someone's face and they're hypersensitive, that actually tickles. And a lot of tickling the ears, the face with the ears, which the ears are the face, that's something that I saw that a lot of learners got. Another spot that's neglected that I love to tickle is the neck. No one ever thinks about getting the neck. Why? I have no idea, but it's an awesome spot to tickle. And on a lot of people, it's hyper sensitive and hyper ticklish as well, too. So, lures, if you're listening, gotta get the neck, gotta get the face, gotta get the ears. Okay? Listen to me. This is Pete giving you her tips. How I'm a really good lure, and how I like to be tickled in those places, too. So if I'm telling you where to tickle, that means if you ever meet me, you got to tickle me in those spots, okay? So what's another spot? What was that, Reggie?
Another spot I notice a lot of people neglect, especially when it comes to the feather, a lot of people neglect the sides.
Yes, they do. That is true.
I watched many amount of videos, and I studied a lot of them, and I noticed that a lot of people, when it comes to the sides, they always want to dig into them with their fingers. And I think to myself, you know, if you dig into it, you don't get the best reaction. You allow people to get too excited and get really amped up in it. And I don't know about anybody else. I'm a slow stroker. I'm not for all the fast tickling. I like slow strokes because you get the best reactions. I would like to see in a video where someone actually gets to the size and just, like you see what I mean, with no shirt, they just got like either a bikini on or nothing, or just pretty much bare skin, and take a feather and slide the feathers down the side and do it slowly. I think you get a better reaction.
I never even thought about that.
See?
So that's how you tickle your leaves, is that you do a slow stroke on the sides?
Yes. I do a lot of the thing is, I do a lot of off-camera tickle things and tickle sessions, and a lot of my off-camera sessions are more sensual, more personal when I do on camera. And when I, just last night, I actually had a tickle session.
Oh.
Yes, it wasn't long, but it was still good enough. Just the other day, I discovered another spot on, just to throw it out there, I discovered, like what you say, I thought people don't test new areas. I had one of my leads, I tested her, and I found out she's ticklish on her arms.
Yes, you read my mind. You must be reading my thoughts, because I was about to say, the arms is a great spot to tickle, but everybody, I noticed, neglects it. A lot of lures you're neglecting. You guys are failing on the job. You guys are not playing on the whole playground. You need to play on the whole playground. Play on the whole playground, people, please. Yeah, so tell us about the arms, Reggie. Tell us how marvelous the arms can be, so ticklish.
Yes, like I said yesterday, I was just playing around. I was just gliding my fingers down her shoulder down to her arm, and she almost jumped. She literally jumped about 3 inches away from me. And I was like, whoa, you're ticklish in your arms? And she's like, yes. And I've actually got a better reaction running my fingers and running the feather down her arm than I did anything else. Because what happened is it was something new. It was something, like you said, you go into a playground and you start, it's like, oh my goodness, I thought that you tore the playground, this playground.
Love it. Love it.
Because I realize a lot of people will do that. Like you said, you have this whole, because I believe, I agree with you when you say the body is a playground, especially if you have them tied down.
Yeah.
That's like you have this whole playground, but you're staying on the slides, you're staying on the swings, and you're playing with nothing else. And what people understand is that when you find a new spot, you get better reactions, you get new reactions that they didn't even know they can do. I'm sorry, go ahead.
You writing it down?
Hello? 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 Hello?
Hey, everybody.
everybody. I'm so sorry. It seemed like I'm having internet connection, so I like to apologize for that. But thank you for waiting for me to come back. So what I was saying before is that when you have the arms and when you have long nails, I like to do like a little spire tickles on the arms and just slightly and slowly go down the person's arms while just hitting all the nice spots all over your arms. So I go up and I go down on the arms, and it's just awesome. I love doing that to my leads, and it gets a really, really great reaction. I totally love it. And so, once again, you need to hit the neck, the arms, the face, the ears, and then I notice that a spot that a lot of people do not get on their leads is the pecs. So you guys always hit the pecs. I notice that everyone always hits the armpits, but no one ever gets the pectoral muscles. And
oh,
you parlay
yes.
the pec. Reggie, we got you back. Yay!
I'm sorry, people. I had a technical difficulty. Phone wanted to act up. I had to get it in check real quick.
Yeah, it my connection acted up too. So, but I was just talking about the pecs. A lot of people avoid the pecs, especially if you're, well, I guess because I tickle men. Some men are very muscular, and, I mean, it doesn't matter if you're muscular or you have a little fat or you have a lot of fat. It doesn't matter. If you tickle a guy's pecs, and I don't know how it works on women because I never tickle a woman before, but if you tickle someone's pecs, oh, it does. Okay. So if you tickle your lead, whether a man or a woman's pecs, and there's two types of pecs muscle. I'm going to do a little anatomy right here for you people. I know that you're like, oh, dear Lord. But listen, it's really important. It will make you a better learner. And I want you guys to be better learners. So there's two types of pecs. There's the pec major and the pec minor. The pec major is a really big muscle on front, and the pec minor is hiding underneath the pec major. So if you go underneath the pecs and you kind of do not like literally like lobster claw it and gently rub it with your thumbs or gently poke it, that will get the best reaction. Utterly guarantee, sweet piggies, guarantee laughing reaction. It really will. If you do it the right way. I guess I know how to do it because I know the anatomy and I know how the muscle goes and lays and where the nerves are at. But every single time I get that on a guy, they go apeshit. They go batshit crazy, and they're screaming and yelling at me and cursing at me, call me the B word, and call me all these other nasty names, even the C word. They call
wow.
me nasty. Yeah, because I guess it tickles out
my... They call you the B word?
They call me the B word and the C word, Reggie, because I guess I hit a spot. But, you know, it's not my fault. You shouldn't be fucking ticklish. So stop being ticklish, and I won't tickle you to get these reactions.
Oh,
hello.
I hit that spot, too. I hit that spot you was talking about. I did a light stroke on it. The thing is, I'm not going to lie, I hit it by accident. I wasn't even trying to hit it. I just hit it by accident. And you know what happened? My lead
she
broke my
crazy.
Tickle bit.
Broke
my tickle bed.
She broke the bed?
Yes. I actually have it on film when she actually ripped out of her restraints. I have it on tape if you don't believe me.
Wow. I never broke a bed.
Tickling her, and she wasn't really getting the reaction I wanted, so I wanted to test, like you said, about switching, like I was telling you, about switching it up. So I was trying to switch it up. So I hit her upper body, and I got both the pectoral muscles at the same time, and she literally bust out of her restraints and broke my bed.
Oh, well, damn. That's something I'd never done before. I never broke a bed. I broke restraints, but I never broke a bed.
Yeah,
damn.
She broke the restraints under it.
Wow. Well, I guess we can't leave out the feet, people. I don't want to make this all about upper body. I'm sorry. I'm biased. Let's talk about the feet. because I know all you guys are thinking to your mind, like, can we please stop talking about the upper body now? Can you tell me how to tickle the feet, or can we talk about feet tickling just for a brief moment, sweet? I gotcha. So, I got you with your feet. All right. So, feet people, foot fetish people, you love foot tickling, you love the feet. But do you guys know the foot? You guys don't know the foot. I can tell you right about now, you guys don't know the foot. How many nerves and muscles are in the foot you guys do not target? All of them. Shame on y'all. Know the anatomy of the foot. You guys should know the anatomy of the foot better than I know the anatomy of the foot. And I don't have a foot fetish, and I know the anatomy of the foot better than you. Shame. Shame, shame, shame. Okay, what I noticed, what a lot of foot guys do, and I have 12 years of experience on this, so you guys can call me out on this if you guys want to. But this is what I noticed. You guys, foot guys, all you guys tickle the tops of the feet, which is good because there's a lot of nerves there. There's a lot of nerves and muscles that are on the tops of the on the foot. So that's good. You guys tickle the sole of the foot. Okay, that's good. And then you guys tickle, some of you guys tickle the heel. All right, that's good. And then you guys tickle the toes, and you guys tickle underneath the toes and in between the toes. And that's all you guys do. What? No, what the fuck? Okay, once again, we said that the body is a playground. Why do you guys only tickle those areas? I need you guys to get out of the box. I'm going to teach you guys the anatomy of the foot. Why don't you guys tickle the arch of the foot? I don't understand that. You guys just leave that out. Well, thank you, Reggie. See, you play on the playground properly. You play on the playground properly. There is,
yes,
there
I
is
do.
A listening. Huh?
Yes,
what,
I do.
Again?
I take advantage of my playground. I don't know about nobody else, but I know I do.
There is an arch that you guys love, that the arch of the foot, that I know a lot of foot guys, they like some girls that have really high arches, and there's and then like some people that have like no arch at all. Well, there is a ligament that makes that arch. And if you tickle it, like if you follow the arch of the foot, that's a really ticklish spot on a lot of people,
exactly.
Especially on women. So, guys, do not leave out the arch of the foot. Okay. So, another thing, you guys, I noticed that you guys leave out. You guys may tickle the heel, which is really good, but you guys are missing the ball of the foot, or I like to call it like the fat pad of the foot. You guys are missing that. You guys not tickle there. And I'm like, I don't know why. Maybe it's because the girl have calluses there or something, you know, we'll get a prune stone, scrub it off, and tickle it. You know what I'm saying? So,
so
you got to tickle
you know
it because, what you do?
You mentioned the heel. The problem is a lot of people try to tickle the heel, but sometimes they do it. I've seen people when they do it, they put too much effort. They don't tickle the heel right. Because I remember one time when I was tickling somebody, right? You got to take your time on the heel because, well, people don't understand, the heel is one of the strongest parts of the foot. Because, you know, depending on how people walk and everything, so some people you can't really just glide your finger over. That's something that I've actually had a girl who said her heel wasn't ticklish, but then, like you said about the ligaments and everything, I got on the sides of the heel and I slowly started tickling her heel. And she didn't even know she was ticklish right there.
Nice.
And the thing is, a lot of what you said about the ligaments, the thing is, a lot of people understand, like, you have to take your time tickling because you miss a lot of things. Like you said, I've seen a lot of foot tickling where it was just like, first of all, like I said, I'm a foot guy. I know the figure. I know the foot. And I know if somebody's doing it wrong. I've actually sat there and watched the videos like, you are totally doing it so wrong. Look how it's a damn shame. You got this nice ticklish girl, and you was just screwing it all up.
I love it.
Especially if you got a really ticklish girl who has a really ticklish feet. That is definitely the time when you need to really take your time and discover all the tickle spots. I think a lot of people's issues is they get anxious.
Yeah, that is true.
If you can give me a second, I can explain.
Please explain.
Well, 'cause Just like we're talking about the upper body, there's spots that people miss. Like, there's spots in the seat that people miss. Like, they try to spank your feet. See, what happens, if you understand, is that you have to do it slow, because if you do it fast, you're kind of taking away the sensitivity, because if you do it fast, the feet are going to get used to that feeling, and you're going to lose some of that sensitivity. But if you do it nice and slow and slowly guide your fingers and hands, like you said about the itchy bitchy spider on the arm, you know how you got the reaction you wanted? Because you took your time, and the thing is, your body didn't have the time to adapt to that feeling.
Wait just a minute, Reggie. We have a caller that wants to talk about our subject. So, caller,
okay.
Are you there? Wait, I'm connecting the caller. System is being slow. Keep going what you were saying, Reggie, while the caller is being connected.
If you take your time, the thing is, it's all about your fun. It's all about enjoying yourself. Like, a lot of people, they neglect a lot of the spots because they're rushing it. They're not enjoying it. They're getting too excited. Take your time. I think the best part of tickling is discovering new areas to tickle, is the reaction, is enjoying that reaction while you got it. Like, I remember one time I had a girl who had some really sensitive feet, and like you said about the arch, I slowly glided my hand down her arch, and she laughed her butt off. And because she said, I never had that done. And I also tickle the size of some people's feet. Like, people neglect the size of the feet. You know what I mean? Hello?
That is very true. Hello, caller?
Yeah, hello.
Hi, how are you?
What's up, man? How you doing today?
Good. And you?
I'm awesome, man.
Oh, I'm doing awesome. Caller?
Okay.
So what do you have to bring to the table? I love to hear your thoughts on this.
Well, I got it. I am a big fan of tickling. I think it's very sexy. I've always been like right into feet, and right now I got a web series on YouTube right now.
You got a what on YouTube?
I got a web series on YouTube right now.
Web series?
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
What's your web series called?
Okay, it is VO King 24.
Okay. So your web series is about what?
Me filming college girls' feet.
Okay. So I'm guessing you are more into feet tickling.
Yeah.
Okay. So can you tell everybody what draws you to feet tickling?
I don't know. It's kind of like always been my thing. You know, I've always been turned on by feet and just tickling feet. You know, touching feet. It's always been a turn on.
Okay. So is there a particular way how you tickle the foot? Like, any suggestions that you can give to any of our viewers how to enhance their lure skills?
Okay, well, my advice is to first, start rubbing it.
So you give the foot a massage before you torture it. I got it. That's smart. I like that technique. Massage them first, get them all relaxed, and then take a little shit out of them. I love it. I'm going to start. Well, I'm not going to massage a man's foot now.
But
I love it.
Back, You know what? That's actually a good idea because I actually never did that. I never really massaged someone's foot intricately.
See? You just made more people be a better learner. Thank you, caller. Any other suggestions you have?
Well, I guess my thing is to first kiss the foot. And then start off, you know, tickling it, you know, and then start doing, well, more tickling that way.
So what you do, what I'm gathering is that first you massage your Lee's foot so that she's more relaxed and that the muscles are nice and loose, because that's really important to you. And then you start kissing the foot, because does kissing the foot draw more blood to the foot? Is that why you're doing that?
Well,
to make it more... And then you go in for the kill and tip the shit out of her. Okay, I got it now.
Yeah, I see what he's doing. He's more of a sensual tickler.
Yes, which is so cute.
I realize there's torturous ticklers and then there's sensual ticklers. He's more of a sensual one. He likes to massage and get them nice to relax, do a little playful tickling here and there. Not a bad
approach. Which is so sweet. I am the direct opposite. But that is so sweet. I like to go for the kill. I like to torture the fuck out of guys. Sorry. That's me.
Oh, you're a torturer. Make speak loud, not a leaf.
Do you have anything else? Do you have anything else to add, caller?
So I just want people to check out my website on YouTube, and just leave comments. And I guess I really love to get your guys' info on how I'm doing.
Okay.
You want some feedback? You like somebody to give you some feedback? I understand.
Yeah.
I totally get it, man.
Like a plan. Well, thank you, caller, for calling in.
All right.
So, if we were to talk more about tickling and about feet tickling, I would have to say another thing that people miss out on. There's something that a lot of foot guys probably don't know, but deep within, there's like layers of the foot, which is why I guess some people think the foot is so highly, there's a lot of nerves there, and it's like one of the body that has a lot of nerves, because there are like, there's layers of the foot. Like there's like three layers to the foot. There's the top level, there's a middle level, and then there's the bottom level. But in the middle level, there's something that is called, there's like a transverse and an oblique ligament that makes another seven. And if you tickle that, if you follow and go a little bit deep with your fingers or a little deep with your massaging, like the other was telling us, the other caller, and make that seven across the ball of the foot all the way down to the sole, that is where that ligament is, a number seven. And that tickles the shit out of people. It really does. It really does. I would know because I do it on all the time. Yes, yes. When you actually take an anatomy book and you study the anatomy and you learn all these things, to me, it makes you a better learner. Because now you know how to tickle somebody.
That's funny. That's exactly what I used to do. I used to study the anatomy of the body and everything. I never knew all the years of studying the body. That would make me a better learner myself.
Exactly. So I would suggest doing that. I will also suggest going a little bit deeper with your tickling guys that are foot guys. Kind of almost like you guys are giving massage. Don't hurt the girl now or the guy. don't hurt the girl guy by when you go deeper into trying to get to the extra layers. But there's a way of going a little bit deeper with your thumbs or even your knuckles a little bit, or even with your nails or your fingers, so you can hit like two layers at the same time that will drive your lead insane and plead and beg and maybe even cry. Because I know as lures and as switches, we love to see our lead beg, cry, and plead. Well, maybe if you're like me, that like torture tickling. But if you're sensual, I guess you don't like that, all that. So disregard if you're into sensual tickling.
I'm a little both.
Are you a little both?
I'm a little both, but if you're really ticklish, oh no, I ain't gonna lie. I'm gonna have to torture your ass just to see how just to see your limits. I'm not gonna lie. Don't be
so. So another thing is about the foot. Everyone misses the ankle. Why don't you guys tickle the ankle, Reggie? I want to know that. The ankle's part of the foot. It kind of connects it together.
I can answer that. A lot of people neglect the ankle because they forget that it's a part of the foot. That's honesty. They get so caught up in the soles, like you said, the soles, the toes, and all that stuff, the basic stuff, that they really forget that the ankle was part of the foot. Because I've actually tickled someone's ankle before, and they went ape shit.
Really?
They said it was the weirdest, most shit they ever saw, but they laughed their ass off.
Can you tell us how you tickle the ankle?
What I did was, as I was tickling it, I grazed it by accident, and then she tried to jump. But then I was like, oh, your ankle's ticklish? My thumb, and I lightly just rubbed it a little bit. Not hard, but just lightly just flicked it or rubbed it, and then she laughed her ass off, man. And then one girl was really sensitive. I've actually put a feather to it. I glide the feather across her ankle and did a circular motion right there where the ankle is. And like I said, that was a new spot. She wasn't ready for it. She was so used to me just tickling the other parts. When I hit that new spot, it was like she almost jumped out of her stocks.
Wow. See, people? You got to hit the ankle. You got to hit the ankle. Reggie just gave you some tips. He said that to use a feather. Or what else did you say, Reggie? I do spider tickles at the ankle. That's what I do. I do spider tickles at the ankle.
See, I never tried that. Can you try that? Thank you for the advice.
Yeah, I do. No, I do never. Spider to the ankle because, once again, it's part of the foot. And there's nerves that's coming from the top of the head going down to the foot. They got to pass to the ankle. They can't just jump over the ankle and then go to the foot. That's not happening.
So
the ankle is part of the foot. So why not tickle it too?
Another thing you can also use? I also use, it wasn't a heavy one, but I used an electric toothbrush on the ankle too. That worked too.
Oh! So that's another way for us to use the electric toothbrush.
Yes.
We can use it on the ankle. I love it.
Well, anyway, where that spot where the ankle and the foot actually connects, if you actually take a circular electric toothbrush, the one to go in a circular motion, that's a really good one. That's a really one, really best one to go for. I put it right there to the ankle. And when the foot meets, and the person almost broke their ankle moving around.
Oh well, damn. We don't need them to break it.
No, that's what they didn't break. So, yeah, I didn't need them to break it. It was just a reaction. Like I said, it was a new spot. It was a new approach to a new spot, and they was just like, I didn't. The first thing they said, I didn't even know if it was ticklish right then.
Wow, that's incredible. Well, there's one thing that we do need to talk about. We need to talk about the classic debate. I know everyone has it. There's feuds over it. Every single time you watch a video, there's someone that's commenting on it. It is upper body versus feet. Upper body versus feet. So, we're going to end. Well, we're probably going to have to, this is probably going to take a longer time for us to figure out which is the better spot to figure, upper body or feet. So, you are a foot person, Reggie. I'm an upper body person. People, either to call in or you can leave a comment on the Tickling Lounge Facebook page to say why feet is the better part to tickle or why is upper body the better part to tickle. So, Reggie, your feet, I'm upper body, make your argument because I'm going to squash you.
Oh, God. I get it. Okay, you want to put a bell on the spot. Okay. You get ready for this. Okay, you ready for this one? Let me loosen up.
Yep. We got 18 minutes to argue. So,
all right.
I got my argument to the table.
Okay, fine. I think feet tickling is really good. I find feet tickling more fun. I feel like you could do a little bit more with feet. Like you could try more instruments with it. I've actually created my own instruments and I tried using those instruments on the upper body, did not work. And when I used the instruments on the feet, had a great reaction.
My argument is maybe you didn't know how to use the tools on the upper body. That's the reason why it didn't work. The upper body has so much more skin and so much more area to cover. There are so many nerves and sensitivities and muscles that's there. I mean, just for example, I love my belly button tickle. I love belly tickling. So all you belly ticklers out there, please come and find me because I need you guys to tickle my belly and my belly button. Thank you. If you go to the belly button, it's an area that's not being used. It's always covered. And if the area has never been tickled and is not covered, what makes you think the sensitivity level of that lead is going to be? It's going to be higher. So a lot of the areas that is on the upper body are covered, which makes them more sensitive, which makes it more fun for alert. Boom, that's my argument for upper body. What you got, feet?
Okay.
You? Thank you. I have another argument for upper body. For those that love the armpits and the side, if you look at the anatomy, there is something that's called the brachial plexus that comes out of the armpit. And that is, if you guys are like wondering, what the fuck is brachial plexus? What the hell is that?
What the fuck is that?
So the brachial plexus is let me dumb it down for you dummy terms. The brachial plexus is basically a bunch of nerves that are coming from the brain, from the nervous system that comes out, that goes down from the brain, throughout the brainstem, that comes out through the arms, and that goes out to the body. And all of them come out of the armpit. The armpits and the side. That's all where they're at. So what makes you think you got all that bundle of nerves, and you got them on both sides? Like this little cul-de-sac of nerves. Don't you think that it'd be so much better to tickle all those nerves? And so you just follow that nerve, and then all those muscles, and then all those little nerves that are breaking off of the brachial plexus, boom, all in the pitch. That's why upper body is, once again, boom, go ahead, feet, what you got.
Damn. I got, you ain't gonna lie. I wasn't prepared, but You've been mimicking, man. I got something to say. Well, first of all, I feel feet tickling is more fun because I feel like even though you get the upper body, I feel like your upper body, you move around too damn much. You can't really enjoy it. Because I've actually had people, even when tied down, tickling the upper body, they just move around. And I don't really get, and I don't know. I don't like a whole bunch of moving around. But with your feet, if you properly get them right, they stay, they're right there. They don't move around that much. Like, even though you have, even though they you get the best, I feel like you get the best reaction with the feet. I just do. Especially if you get some nice warm oil, letting getting up in there, like you said, massaging in there, get them nerves really nice and loose and muscles loose and just tickling. I just think it's just more fun because I think you can do a lot more with stick tickling in your upper body. Like you can use more instruments, you can use more tools, you can have better approaches. That's just me.
Okay. So I'm going to trump that argument, too. All right. So the reason why the person moving around a lot is because you don't have them tied down tight enough. Because if you tie a person tight enough, you wouldn't have to worry about them moving around. Because, once again, a body is so freaking awesome that you're getting the best reaction, which is what you want is... You want them tied down tighter so they don't move around. And the reason why they're moving around a lot is because the upper body is more articulate than the feet. Boom! Now what, Anne? And then, wait, I got more for you. Those that love the ribs, let me tell you why the ribs. And once again, upper body is so much better. So you have 12 ribs that every human being has. You have 12 ribs. And in between those ribs, there are... rib spaces that medically is termed intercostal spaces because that's what the rib is called. It's in an intercostal vertebrae, whatever. But in between those spaces, there is a muscle and a nerve. So you have a rib, and then you have a space that has muscle and nerve, and you have another rib. So boom, right there. That's why, Lurs, you're missing out. You're tickling the rib, but you're not tickling the spaces in between the ribs. You're not following the curvature of the rib because that's where all the nerves and all the muscles are at. That's another reason why upper body is so much better. Okay, go at it, feet. Give me something else.
No, the sad thing is I actually have to agree with that point you just said because I've actually done that. I've actually took in when I said about the, like one time when I told you I took the step into the sides, I've actually took the electric toothbrush, put it on low vibration, and actually snaked my way through that space between the rib cages. The reaction was awesome.
See? See? That's the reason why upper body is so much fun. You have more of a playground. With the feet, you just have the slide. Who just wants to slide all day? Well, I guess a lot of people just want to slide. But I want to be on the monkey bars. I want to be on the tire swing. I want to be on different levels of the slide. That's why I love the upper body. Because the upper body, you have more of a selection. More of a buffet. I want a buffet. I don't just want the entree. I want the buffet. Upper body, you can get the buffet. See, you can't get the buffet.
Well, this is... If I can I give you my opinion?
Yes.
I personally, even though I'm a foot tickling person and I'm totally into foot tickling, my opinion is that I think the foot tickling is more of an introduction into the tickling before you actually get into the real tickling.
Oh, that's what you do?
That is just me because. I'm not gonna lie. When I'm doing my videos, when I first started my videos, I had a lot of people who would not let me tickle their upper body and just their feet. And I'm not gonna lie, I have gotten bored with it.
You can't say that and have a foot fetish. You're gonna get your foot fetish card taken away.
can't say that.
Oh, yeah, it's on fire. They can go revert. I've had it for almost 17 years. You can't revoke fire. I'm an OG in this.
You can't say, I'm sorry, professional people. He didn't mean that. He didn't mean that. I apologize for him. He didn't mean that. We're going to pretend you didn't say that.
Oh, they can pretend all they want. I'm going to keep it real. Even though I believe that it's all in people's preference. Preferably, I'm an all around tickler. If I'm able to tickle every part of the body, I'm a happy ass man.
Okay.
Because I've actually, like I told you, like I'm saying, when I was doing my videos, people always let me tickle their feet, and I've actually met people who's feet was so amazingly ticklish and had me curious, like, if your feet is this awesomely ticklish, your other body has to, other body parts of your body has to be freaking great. And I've actually did it. Like, I had this one girl, I had this one girl who only let me tickle her feet on camera, and she was so freaking ticklish that if I poked her feet, she jumped. But when I got her off camera and actually tickled her upper body, she went apeshit. I mean,
so
all over the
what if, I'm going to play devil's advocate here, because, you know, once again, I'm an upper body fan. What if the young lady or the young man is not that ticklish on the feet, but they're more ticklish on the upper body? And if you think that the feet are the gateway to telling you about the playground, then you're going to miss out on having a great experience, because some people may not be very ticklish on their feet. Because when I used to play with one of my play partners, he was a cop. You guys probably remember me talking about him. I used to play with this cop. He did all this martial arts and wrestling, jiu-jitsu, all that other fighting stuff, that his feet were not ticklish at all because of the calluses and the stuff he did with his feet and whatever, that they weren't ticklish at all. But his legs and knees and thighs and hip and upper body was completely and utterly ticklish. What if that's the same way with a female? What if she just got really nasty, crusty, calluses feet and they're just not ticklish?
Yeah, I can see. But no. I actually have something to say about that. That if you are a true tickler or a true lib, you improvise. You go for what is ticklish.
I will hope so.
Because I personally believe if a lib is only fixating on one ticklish spot, they're going to have a boring tickling experience.
No, isn't that the truth?
I'm just saying, that is just my opinion. You're gonna have a boring tickle. You're gonna have a boring tickling experience, man. If you only strike feet and you find out the feet are not ticklish, then you're like, oh, the feet's not ticklish, I'm not gonna go on with this. But then, little do you know, even though the feet's not ticklish, that person's up knees or legs or thighs are probably crazy ticklish. You just miss out on a great spot. The tickle.
This is very true.
Like, too, as I also like to say, even though we're doing a seat versus upper body, people have to keep in mind it's all tickling. Because I feel that even though I prefer upper body tickling, even though I prefer foot tickling, I always like to. I was one of the people who did not do upper body tickling. I'm not going to lie. So one day, I've actually tried it out, and I realized that's fun. I realized I was limiting myself.
Beautiful thing. Beautiful thing.
Yes, it is. I'm not going to lie. It's a beautiful thing. Because I was one of the people, the feet's not ticklish. I'm not going to tickle you no more. Because, I mean, you talk about a brother just mad. I was like, no, I don't want to tickle no more. I'm out. So one day, I went back to that same person who wasn't ticklish in their feet, and I tickled the upper body, and, dude, it was fucking fun.
See, that's the experience and the loveliness of upper body tickling. It is so much fun. Because once again, it's more of a playground. More of a playground. So I can tell everyone, because everyone probably think I'm so biased against feet tickling. Okay, have you guys seen some men's feet? Okay, let's be real. Let's be real.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Even though guys have a foot fetish, y'all don't take care of your feet. Y'all don't.
No, they don't.
And I'm not tickling feet that are disgusting. That is the reason why I only do, I like doing upper body tickling. I don't really like tickling men's feet because a lot of men, I would say 90% of men do not take care of their feet. And it's ugly, and it's disgusting, and it smells, and it's yucky. And I'm not placing my hands on yucky feet. I'm just not doing it.
I take care of mine.
That's why thank you. You're one of the 10% that does. The other 90 could care less. So that's another reason why I stray away from tickling feet. Now, once again, I never tickled a female before. So I don't know. Maybe if I ever am able to tickle a female and I tickle her feet, maybe I will fall in love with feet tickling. Maybe. I have no idea. But I know right now that I love tickling men and I love driving them batshit crazy, and I refuse to tickle a man's feet if his feet are, like, looking disgusting and make me want to puke. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. So that's another reason why I'm just
socks
like...
On?
Huh?
You ever tried tickling with socks on?
But, well, you know it's better with bare feet. You know, I'm sorry.
Hey, it is.
You're
not going to hide it.
Well, we're running out of time, everybody, and I'm so sorry. This discussion is going to keep going. I thought that maybe we could settle the debate. Well, I think I won the debate, actually. To be honest,
okay.
I think I won. I think I won
right
it, but
now,
I am...
For right now.
I won it all the time.
You made a major point for right now.
I want to tell everyone, thank you for tuning in, and you guys can tune in and comment more about this on the Tickle Lounge Facebook page. You guys can email me at FeetPiggy on Facebook, or you can email at TickleLounge@gmail.com for just more fun and interact with everybody in the tickling community. And I want to thank you, Reggie, for being on the show. And Reggie will be back with us next week to talk about how to get your partner into tickling. So all you guys that have mates out there, you guys want to listen to this. Reggie's going to give you the formula to get them into tickling. And if he doesn't work, you guys can hunt him down and beat him up if it doesn't work.
Okay.
So we'll see you guys later. You guys have a great night. Bye-bye.
Have a nice night, everybody. Bye-bye.